Sure. I know it's popular to have a go at the Labour Party, no good at all, but I'm very proud of the Labour Party in 1945, because if you look at our manifesto, it was very clear. It said the interwar slumps were not acts of God or result of strange forces, it was the direct result of too much economic power in the hands of too few men who behaved like a totalitarian oligarchy in the heart of our democratic state. They had and they felt no responsibility to the nation. And out of that came what we did, and I'm very proud of it. We introduced the health service. We were absolutely bankrupt, but we introduced the health service because that was needed. But you see, the recognition that in wartime there are no economic arguments at all. I've never heard a general say, I can't bomb Baghdad this month because I didn't see my budget. In wartime, you do whatever is required. And we should adopt the principle that in peacetime, you do whatever is required. People want jobs, they want homes, income, they want education, their kids, they want health care, they're unemployed to be protected, if they're old to be looked after, and they want peace. That's what people want. And the tests of a policy should be whether those obligations are met or not. That's the test. And you see, when you come to the Thatcher period, Thatcher was a much cleverer woman than we give her credit for. She knew perfectly well the strength of the labour movement lay in three sources of power. One was the trade union movement. So she took on the miners, described these courageous and skilled people as the enemy within. For God's sake, what an insult to the people who built our economy in the sweat.